keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1988.
The time machine makes a smooth landing. 37 years ago, in 1988, what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, whole lot of shaking on the coast side. Coastsiders experienced a 5.1 earthquake Monday, followed by 11 aftershocks, the largest of which was 3.2. No injuries were reported. One resident who was watching television at 9:07 p.m. and reported feeling a pretty good shake that lasted about 20 seconds. And Mayor suffers mild heart attack. Half Moon Bay Mayor Melvin Mello is back home after suffering from a mild heart attack. After a six-day stay at Peninsula Hospital, doctors ordered Mello to remain at home for at least 2 weeks. I remember that. I think he stayed home about 2 days, by the way. We miss you, Mel. And surfers save man in ocean. Two surfers were credited with saving a 41-year-old man from drowning when a wave washed him off the rocks at Bean Hollow Beach and into the ocean. The man was harvesting seaweed when a wave knocked him into the ocean. The surfers from Sunnyvale and Mountain View had just stopped to look at the waves when they saw him clinging to a rock after the wave hit him. A state park ranger said the man would have drowned if the two young men had not taken their boards and rescued him. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I'd like to commend George and Betsy Del Fiero. They own It's Italia, and they're doing a great job. But fairly recently, they and their kids opened up the original Johnny's on Main Street, a longtime Half Moon Bay tradition. We recently had a big family meal there to look back on some of our family history of 1976, the year we moved to the coast. We actually did a reenactment of our first breakfast that we had there at Johnny's in town after moving here from Ohio. The Mayflower truck hadn't even arrived, so we got hungry and we said, let's go out to eat. All of us, my brothers and sister, we range in age. I was 12, my brother Kevin 11, and my sister Kendra, she was 10. Apparently, my folks were most concerned about my being resettled, since at age 12, that can be a touchy time for a 12-year-old to move again. We had a great breakfast and walked outside of the entrance. I looked up and down Main Street and said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life here. My folks felt very relieved, so we recently did a reenactment and walked out, and at 60-plus years of age, I said those same words, I'm going to spend the rest of my life here. Guess I wasn't kidding. From that day to this, I love this town as I know many of you do as well. Just wish my dad could have been there with us that recent day. But in so many ways, he still is. Keep calm and remember on. 1988. This year, the Hubble Spacecraft Telescope goes into operation to explore deep space and map out our universe. A Libyan terrorist bomb explodes on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing all 259 on board and 11 on the ground. After 8 years and 1.5 million dead, the Iran-Iraq war ends, and Iraq carries out poison gas attacks on the Kurds. A new drug called crack appears on the U.S. streets. Crack is a derivative of cocaine. Meanwhile, Prozac is sold for the first time as an antidepressant. Over one-third of Yellowstone National Park is destroyed when a series of more than 250 small different fires combine with the 1988 drought, destroying 793,000 acres of the park. And the U.S. space shuttle program resumes 2.5 years after the Challenger disaster. Cost of living stats show the average cost of a new home, $91,600, on an average income of $24,450. A postage stamp, 24 cents. A dozen eggs, 65 cents. And a gallon of gas is 91 cents. The first transatlantic fiber optic cable is laid, able to carry 40,000 telephone calls simultaneously. Popular movies include Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda. In popular music, this singer won the Best New Artist Grammy Award in 1975. This year, she is still churning out hit records, just like the father before her. Here's Natalie Cole and Pink Cadillac. This R&B singer, actress, is cousin of Dionne Warwick and exploded on the music scene in 1985 and has been churning out number one hits ever since. Here's Whitney Houston asking, "Where do broken hearts go?"
Please tell me, oh,
Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.